What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A little bit after 11 p.m. on The Fan in New York. Now, there's a lot of talk about the All-Star game and who got snubbed and who's playing in it and who's not. And some guys opting out of it, right? Max Fried had the blister and he didn't take the ball. Well, look at this. Eugenio Suarez, third baseman from the Diamondbacks, who you hear in connection to the Yankees, I don't know, every week for the last 2 months. He just wore one off his hand. And you know who hit him? Because, you know, they just got to have somebody from the Chicago White Sox in the game. Shane Smith comes into the game. I'm not going to knock Shane Smith. You know, he comes into the game and he beans Eugenio Suarez. And it looks like that hit his pinky finger on his glove hand. Hopefully it's not broken. I'll keep my ear to the street for news on that. But are you going to be trading for a third baseman who is going on the IL in 2 weeks? No. No, you're not. Let's talk trade deadline, as Eugenio Suarez is a guy that a lot of you think should be a Yankee, and not if he's feeling it after that. Let's see. Like, and there's some people, I tweeted it out, you know, shout out to Mike. He goes, my heart just stopped. And shout out to Mike Dulce, who goes, change of plans for cash. Yeah, in a blink of an eye, in an All-Star game, somebody you might be targeting, you might be talking to another GM about, gets hurt, and it's like, whoa, what do we do now? Keep Brian Hayes, maybe Ryan McMahon. Brian is down in West Palm on The Fan. What's up, Brian? Brian. Okay, we'll put Brian on hold. Let's see if down in Manalapan, New Jersey, Anthony is ready to rock. What's up, Ant?
What's going on? Did something just happen to Eugenio Suarez?
Yeah, he just got hit by a pitch, and it looked like he was in a lot of pain. It looked like it looks like one of those that can break your pinky, like break your hand.
Oh God! Well, I mean, that's, you know, that it takes a little bit of the wind beneath my wings, but I'm from the same neck of woods as you. I played football in Monmouth. My mom actually works at the Wegmans in Ocean Bayou over there.
Love that Wegmans, man. I'm in there whenever I come home to get a sub. I remember when they built that Wegmans, and yeah, you're from the home of the Braves, Manalapan Braves.
Yeah.
Go Hawks.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So I was just calling, you know, I mean, Eugenio Suarez, obviously a big name at third base. I would love it. Hopefully he's okay. But, you know, I really think if we're just, you know, a couple moves away from being elite and big name, you know, I dropped it last week. I called in, you know, Jacob DeGrom. If he can stay healthy and the Rangers are willing to let him go, he's got a couple of years left. And, you know, I mean, imagine that playoff rotation of Fried, DeGrom, Rodon. I mean, who's beating that? And then next year, if Cole's healthy, I mean, who is beating Fried, DeGrom, Rodon, Yeel. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a good thought. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Shout out to the Jersey Shore, Shore Conference, Monmouth University, all that. It's not going to happen. Jacob DeGrom does not want to be here. He's an all-star. He's down there with those guys. But when I say he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be in New York. I know Evan was pushing the narrative for a while about the Mets trading for Jacob DeGrom. Hi, Evan. Hi, Evan. What time is it in? It's morning over there in Europe. Hey, Evan Roberts. Good morning. I'm sure you're listening, or maybe you're catching up on the free Odyssey app. Hurry back, Evan. We miss you. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Come on. Come on back, Evan. I actually haven't peeped any of the Rico Bronias from across the pond. I'm sure they're good. I'm sure they're great. I joke that, as Rico Garcia comes over from the Mets to the Yankees, I'm going to start the Rico Garcia podcast. You guys heard about that, right? The Yankees picked up Rico Garcia. We'll see what happens. At the trade deadline, they should add some actual relievers where you shouldn't be worried about Rico Garcia and what he could do for the Yankees. But yeah, 31-year-old former Met. He pitched in 2 games for the Mets, and now he's with the A-team. Brian in West Palm, you ready? What's up, Brian?
How you doing? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, listen. I know you're a big Yankee fan like I am. I've been listening to the FAN the last couple of days. Yeah, it's some good callers talking about. I have a trade for the Yankees. And how about we get Eflin from the Orioles and maybe pick up maybe 2 of their relievers. I think one of the guys is Rodriguez there. I think he's a lefty, the Orioles. And I think the Yankees should also go after McMahon with the Colorado Rockies. It shouldn't cost too much. I was wondering what you think.
Yeah, I think the Colorado Rockies are more likely to do business than the in-division rival Baltimore Orioles. I like the thought. I think Zach Eflin could be decent. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Baltimore Orioles would. They'd be trying to stick us up. They'd want a good prospect. They'd want a good return to help the Yankees continue to be dominant and win the division and go potentially back to the World Series.
Yeah, but I think he's a free agent after this year. So they how much are they going to ask for Eflin if his contract's up after this year?
I don't know. And I never try to play GM because, especially our GM, I always feel like Cashman has the upper hand and he will not get finessed. And they ask big for Cashman and Cashman doesn't do these deals with these guys. So as we float these ideas or these writers float these ideas, it's like, this is not how it goes on when these guys talk to Cash. But maybe Zach Eflin for, a 20th overall ranked prospect. He's a rental. Maybe that gets done. But I don't know. I feel like the Baltimore Orioles are not trying to help Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees get another trip to the World Series or win one.
Let me ask you questions. You were over in Somerset. Did you get a chance to see Lombard?
Yeah.
What's his name? Lombard?
Shout out to the Somerset Patriots. They're amazing. Like, they literally brought me on the field to shake hands with Spencer Jones and George Lombard, and I got to chop it up with those guys. And what I was most impressed with, I'm like, they look like pro build guys. Like, they have the body type. They look like professional ball players. And I watched them warm up. I watched the game, and I'm like, these guys are 2 guys to me that I think are locks to be Yankees in the next 2 to 3 years. I think Spencer Jones could be ready next year. I think George Lombard, by the end of next year into 2027, he's going to be here. I don't think they're trading either one of those guys. I think they may dangle Spencer Jones out there, but I was very impressed with both of them, not just their stature, but how they speak and how they played that night in the game.
Who's the catcher for them? I heard the Yankees have a good catcher at Somerset and also in Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Who's the catcher for Somerset?
It's funny because I was actually just talking about, yes, Rafael Flores might be trying to get him on the Fan. Shout out to Frank Luna. Frank Luna's listening. We might try and get him to call in. I mean, the Yankees have talent, and they just drafted a bunch of talent as well. Thanks for the call, Brian. 888-808-1019. That's another thing that happened while I was out for, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You know, the draft goes on down there. How did I leave that out of the festivities? The draft used to take place in Secaucus at MLB Network. Major League Baseball smartened up to put the draft into the MLB All-Star weekend. They have the best, I'm not even arguing it. Like, they have the best. If you are a fan, if you are a media member, if you want to go, I call it the Baseball Festival. It is a festival of baseball. They have all the mascots out there. And so, yeah, the draft just happened, and it was funny, too. I was not on the computer. I was not on the apps because people are ridiculous. But, like, the Yankees draft shortstop Dax Kilby, and everybody wants to turn it into, see, they got no faith in Volpe. And I'm like, what? Have you guys never watched the draft? I've been to a couple of them. Like, you don't remember they drafted Trey Sweeney a couple years ago? Like, you always draft shortstops, especially out of high school. They're the best players. They're the most athletic players. It's got nothing to do with Volpe. This kid, Dax Kilby, could be traded away. He could never materialize. He could be 25 by the time he makes a leap. They're drafting the best available players. Like, how did this turn into, like, Volpe is a whipping boy? I swear, I turned that game off Sunday, I think when they went down 4-0, and then I come back to my phone, Volpe's not playing hard enough. He's lackadaisical. Volpe's not locked in. He didn't throw the ball to second hard enough. He should have tried to make the play at first. They got to get this guy out here. I'm like, oh, my. Of course, the Yankees find a way to limp into the All-Star break. I'm hoping that Volpe shakes it, man. I am hoping that he shakes it. But anyway, I don't know. Eugenio Suarez, I did see that, you know, John Heyman floated out. Eugenio Suarez, Zach Gallen to the Yankees for Cam Schlittler, Cade Smith, and Brock Selvedge. Now, Cam Schlittler, you guys just got a quick preview of, and I think it was part of the cosmic energy of the homestand that made that homestand great. This kid makes his debut. We find out that he grew up in Red Sox territory. His family, his friends, his cousins are all there. His dad's got to put on Yankee gear as a, you know, Red Sox fan, and this kid comes out throwing 100 on the gun and help the Yankees get a win against, the Mariners, and Munoz just came off the mound. He just did his part. Let me look back at the box score here. End of 8, still 6-4 National League. Kyle Stower strikes out. And there are Met fans watching saying, I can't believe that guy got into the tournament or into the All-Star game over Juan Soto. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan next. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Keith. I have a whole bunch of stuff, so
okay.
You tell me when my dime runs out.
Go for it.
First of all, the kid the Yankees drafted, Buck Showalter said that was his favorite player in the draft.
Good.
That's number one. Number two, this whole argument about Riley and Judge, it started in MLB because the guys who do the 5 o'clock show, Harold and the rest, said that Cal Riley should be the MVP if he hits 50 and Seattle makes the playoffs. The MLB Central people in the morning, and especially Tom Verducci, said, no, that's crazy. Judd has to be the MVP. So that's where this whole argument started.
Yeah, I saw Dan Plesac, and shout out to Dan Plesac. But like I said, it's just they can't all say the same thing. And I understand that. They're making television. They're making clips from television that go out on Twitter. If you just say Judge is the MVP, we know that. But if you actually do something on the contrary and you come up with, all he's got to do is hit 50 home runs and win the division, it seems like it's in reach for Judge to not win the MVP. I don't think it's that simple.
Okay, Ohtani, it's bad enough they let him slide in the gambling stuff.
Especially with how they're coming down on Luis Ortiz and some others, I'm sure. But, yep, go on.
So did you hear about this? What MLB has decided that Ohtani doesn't count as a pitcher. So, you know, the rule having 13 people for pitchers, now the Dodgers have 14 because Ohtani doesn't count as a pitcher.
Oh, convenient. Oh, the Ohtani rules.
Is that ludicrous or not?
They've changed everything for Ohtani to exist, and I guess it's great because he's this unicorn. But I'm just not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of the Dodgers. I'm not a fan of Otani.
Right, but how can you say he's not a pitcher? I mean, it's unbelievable.
He absolutely is a pitcher.
Yes.
He has pitched. I can go to his baseball reference and see the innings he's thrown.
I mean, he's liable to be a key pitcher in the playoffs in the World Series.
They want
to
double him, but then they want to cut him in half.
Yeah. Last point, I saw the trade rumor that Heyman floated. I'm really hesitant to make that trade, giving up the pitcher. Now, if you told me to put the catcher in, the one you just spoke about a couple minutes ago, maybe I do it. I still would have a hesitation, but I can't give up that pitcher. I know it's only one time, but you should see he's got the talent and he's got the poise. So if you put the catcher in that deal, I would reluctantly make it. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually against giving up any more catchers because it seems like the Yankees keep letting these catchers go elsewhere.
I understand that.
You know, Augustin Ramirez with the Marlins, Narvaez with the Red Sox, Trevino getting back at us with the Reds, even Torrens being with the Mets. Like, it's like we got to hold on to some of these guys because we're literally having Ben Rice catch games. Like, J.C. Ascaro will be here today, gone tomorrow. Austin Wells needs some help. Austin Wells, I think, would really benefit from having a good, like, maybe like, I don't know, young right-handed catcher come up and be able to back him up. But
would you rather give up the pitcher?
No, we can't give up Cam Schlitter right now.
I totally agree.
I know Luis Gil was just down there in Somerset and did his thing.
By the way, the kid that the Yankees got for Nevarez was promoted to Double-A and has been doing very well. His ERA is 2.something. He struck out like 100-something people over 89 innings. His ERA was 2.something. So we got a legitimate prospect for Nevarez.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Red Sox are getting an immediate return as they are super hot right now. And you know how they turn, you know, his production in those Yankee series into like, oh, this is revenge. I'm like, this guy barely played any games for the Yankees, but whatever, he was in our system. Suarez seems to be fine. He just made a nice play at third, and he's laughing as he's got his glove on his hand, so I guess he was able to shake off that hit by pitch.
Would you rather, in not giving up the talent for Suarez, and get somebody like Hayes from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I kind of, I like that he hits for power. I am kind of worried about the strikeouts.
You know, he's had back issues in the past.
Yeah, and I'm like, we kind of need some other, like Key Brian Hayes for me is the guy because they say he can't hit, he can hit. And I think he would be energized by, you know, living the almost prophecy of Charlie Hayes' son coming in and being with the Yankees and trying to get back to a World Series the way that his dad caught the final out of the 96 World Series. Like, I think there's something to that where he'll play up. And, you know, it's hard to play for the Pirates, right? Like, they don't really have much to look forward to. And his glove, I'm not worried about his glove at all. I think he would be a good lower, like, if you're batting Key Brian Hayes eighth, yeah, I run it. I'd rather them go get Key Brian Hayes. It's not going to cost as much. His contract, he'll be under contract, and it's a friendly contract. He'll be here longer than a year. Eugenio Suarez being a home run hitter would certainly, you know, add to this lineup and make this lineup deadly. But I think they have enough power hitters. They have enough home run hitters in the lineup.
And last point, I saw today's post that the Yankees and the Mets are both going after David Robertson. I'm sorry. He was a great Yankee. He's 40 years old. Do you really trust David Robertson in the playoffs and World Series?
Not really. What I had said about David Robertson is if they want to bring him back and he can give us some innings on the road to the postseason, sure. But I think that ship has sailed. I think it's done. If the Mets want him, the Mets had him just a couple years ago, whatever, go there. But like the prospect of signing David Robertson does not fire me up. It is not 2014.
It's 6'5 now, so we're getting closer. Finally, we need relievers. It's obvious we need one, if not two. Who would you give up for relievers? Because we need to get relievers and good relievers.
some other arms, some lower level arms. I don't know, Ben Hess, and Ben Hess is actually one of the top prospects. Lower than that, you know, Cashman's going to send guys away like a Greg Weissert got sent away for a Verdugo. Like, there's going to be some randoms. I don't know. Can we trade Loaisiga somewhere? Like, let's see what Cashman can do. Because you can't sell me on a David Robertson or Mark Leiter Jr. coming back. Oh, here comes Edwin Diaz into the game. I knew it.
But he's facing Jazz. He's facing Jazz.
Oh, perfect timing. There you go.
Take care, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. So it comes down to this.
I don't know what they were waiting for with Diaz in the first place. That he should have been out there from the get.
Yeah, there's already one out. Bobby Witt Jr. doubles. So you have one out. Runner on second. It's 6-5 National League. Obviously, they're playing in Truist Park, home of the Braves. So they're the home team. Edwin Diaz comes into the game here and gets these two outs. That's night-night. Everybody get home safe. Go back to where you came from. 888-808-1019. As we talk through the Yankees trade deadline, as we wait on the All-Star game to end and get some reactions from that. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Hadn't been on for a couple days. Got way too many notes. You know, I was just talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates and Key Brian Hayes and playing out there. You know, Pat McAfee, this is something that I thought as I was watching Pat McAfee have his show live from Atlanta and do the intro for the All-Star game and, you know, interview Judge and do all this conversation around baseball. I'm like, oh, baseball and ESPN, you know, the worldwide leader and MLB, they're playing nice. Because wasn't it supposed to be the last year of Sunday Night Baseball? I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're playing nice right now. I think they had some meetings for sure. And, you know, Pat McAfee had this whole thing about, you know, the system that they're running in Pittsburgh and how they need to change some things. And Pat McAfee talked about how his dad didn't let him be a Pittsburgh Pirates fan because of how trash they were, where they didn't even waste their time. And, you know, Pat McAfee's a West Virginia kid. I forget where he grew up, but he probably would have been a Pirates fan. There is just no hope out there. Brian Reynolds wants to stay out there. Andrew McCutchen, obviously, is ending his career there. But, you know, they got a bunch of guys that are waiting to be moved and sent off. They're not going to trade Paul Skeens. Here comes Edwin Diaz versus Jazz Chisholm right here. Here's the game, folks. Come on, Jazz. Get to him. Rock one. Come on, Jazz. Let me take another call here as we wait to see you. Edwin Diaz, 99 miles an hour. Bayou, 0-2. He's about to strike Jazz out easy. Jazz is still cooked from the home run derby last night. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil? You're on the Fan.
Hi. I want to speak to you about the Yankees' hole at third. I agree with you about C. Brian Hayes. They don't need another power hitter. There's enough there. Especially coming to the playoffs. You have Giancarlo Stanton, who always does well then. And I would agree about C. Brian Hayes. He's stuck in mud in Pittsburgh. I think if he gets out of there, it's a new outlook. And he could field. I'm not worried about that. And I know he could spray the ball around the field. That's what they need. Someone's going to put the ball in play. I'll leave you with that. And have a good evening. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, he's definitely better than Peraza. You know, Key Brian Hayes, I think, comes here for the Yankees, and you add a hitter to this lineup. I mean, his stats aren't great. He's not going to hit for power at all. Right now, he's got let me go to his baseball reference. Yeah, it isn't great. I don't even want to build him up because I don't know what he's going to be. He'll be a good glove, but like you have Peraza to be a good glove. So what are you giving up for Key Brian Hayes? I do think he'll get a little bit of a bump. So let's play the game right now. His 2025 regular season stats. He's got 78 hits, 328 at bats, 2 homers, 31 ribbies, 10 stolen bases. I like that component of it, right? Get on, steal some bases. He's got a 238 average with a 577 OPS. So you're not giving up anything to get Key Brian Hayes. But I think he could bump that up. Maybe he has more like a 677, 700 OPS. If he can get that average up from 238 to over 260, hitting low in this lineup where he's going to see some pitches after they get through Judge and Stanton and Belly and Goldschmidt. Eugenio Suarez is showing off. He's got a little showcase going on right here late in this game after he got hit by a pitch. He's making plays. I mean, this is something about the All-Star game, too, and we got a break here. 888-808-1019. You're seeing the best of the best. All of these guys can field their position. Maybe that's why Juan Soto didn't get in. I'm just playing. But all of these guys can field their position. Like, when they showed Kershaw, Kershaw's on the mic'd up. He's like, I'm going to throw a heater here. He throws a fastball over that gets rocked to left field. Guess who's there? Kyle Tucker with a sliding catch. That's going to tie the game. That's going to tie the game. Wow. We got a break here. But for anybody who says, oh, I'm not watching the All-Star game. Yeah, okay. Okay, don't. Go to bed. Watch Love Island. This has been a good game. A great game now. Because here we are tied in the, like, Eugenio Suarez couldn't make that play. Steven hit the Kwan with the burners. All he had to do was exactly that. So Jazz was able to ground out and move Bobby Witt Jr. over from second after he doubled to third. Steven Kwan is able to get a little infield single there off of Edwin Diaz to tie the game. 6-6, Steven Kwan steals a base. He's at second. They're saying, hold on, folks. We're trying to take the lead here. We're not trying to play extras tonight. People got flights to catch. All right, let's take this break here. When we come back, we'll catch up on what happens down in Atlanta. Tie game 6-6, AL versus NL. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, you're now rocking with the best. Maybe you knew that. Maybe you don't know that. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. So the way that just went down before the break, you know they have the ABS automatic balls and strikes challenge system in this game. What a dramatic time to use it. Randy Arozarena challenges a ball strike call. They go to review. They look at it. Randy Arozarena would lose that challenge, and it was overturned. It was a strike. It clipped just a little bit. That Edwin Diaz pitch clipped just a little bit of the strike zone. Called strike, overturned. The third pitch of the at-bat, struck him out on three pitches, a 99.1-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball. And here we are in the bottom of the ninth with another challenge. I guess, you save these challenges. Call overturned. That goes for a strike. Aroldis Chapman on the mound, pitching for the American League, representing the Boston Red Sox. He just got Kyle Schwarber to line out, Fernando Tatis to strike out, and now he is looking to mow down Brendan Donovan. This is a good game. If you like baseball and you like these players and you like come on, bro. What are we talking about boycotting the baseball game because Juan Soto's not in it? Please. Please. Juan Soto, the game is bigger than Juan Soto. The show goes on. No man is bigger than the game. This is great theatrics, especially with the challenge system. Anyway, we've been talking about a bunch of things. Opened up with the Jets, opened up with Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. I think I might have taken two Jets calls. I take it Jets fans are cool with it, but I mean, they're hurt. They're so jaded by the J-E-T-S, Jets. It doesn't mean anything until they win games. Cool. You hit on the draft with those guys. We like those guys. You paid them. Okay, good. You're keeping our good players. So I felt like coming off the Giants show, speaking on the Jets for the first time since I wasn't on yesterday when we got the Garrett Wilson news and then Sauce Gardner's news followed it. I was like, all right, I should attempt to talk some football with training camp opening for the San Diego, now Los Angeles Superchargers, and them debuting their all-yellow uniforms. I can't wait for football to start, man. I just feel like we need it. I could talk football all day. I can't wait for inside training camp to start. I can't wait to see what these two New York teams look like. I've been doing this job so long, I don't even care about the team that I chose as a child. I'm more tapped in on the Jets and the Giants, as it should be. 888-808-1019, if you want to talk football. I woke up today. I was like, man, I want to throw. I need to find a group of people to run some routes, throw some routes. I need like three quarterbacks and as many receivers as possible. 5, 10, 15 receivers. Because we can run trips. We can run, you know what I'm saying? We can have one quarterback drop back with four receivers. Some running backs too. Shout out to my boy Gabe. He was like, yo, I can run some routes out of the backfield. I'm like, we'll start with that. We'll start checking it down. We'll start as we warm up and build through the route tree. We'll start dropping back and throwing a little swing routes. Little screens, little check downs. Yes, football time coming soon. But it's baseball time. Even though we're in the break in the All-Star game, say what you want about Major League Baseball, but again, I'm going to echo, they have the best All-Star couple of days. They have the best festivities. It is a baseball festival. And is that it? Is that how they're going to do this thing? Tiebreaker. Top of the 10th, and it's delayed here. Ray, can you listen in there to see what they're... Because I don't know. Has there been a recent All-Star game? Wow. Home runs for the win. All-Star game tiebreaker. Three players from each team. Three swings from each player. Teams alternate. Team with most home runs wins the All-Star game. Come on, bro.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, this is amazing.
That's why they were showing us the batting cage.
Oh, because I saw Brent Rooker down there swinging. Yeah, let him be the hero since he didn't get the opportunity to actually do what he set out to do last night in the Derby. They jobbed him in favor of Cal Raleigh.
And I saw Alonzo down there as well, so imagine a Met winning the All-Star game in Atlanta. Sign me up.
This is lit. Baseball wins.
This is like getting a dunk contest to win the NBA All-Star game.
They talk about a golden at-bat rule during the season. Nah, Let's see this. This is a swing off. Man, I kind of hate that I'm on air right now.
You want to be a fan right now. You got to be professional. I understand.
Bro, I'm trying to hear what they're talking about. Kevin Burkhardt, former WFAN. I don't know what he did here. He was here way before I ever got here, but I heard he used to be on WFAN. He's talking to Aaron Boone. He's talking to Dave Roberts. And they're not ready to go. The party continues down in the A. This is amazing to have this tiebreaker. Six unanswered runs to come back from down 6-0.
This is what the league needed because the last few All-Star games have kind of been snooze fest.
Yeah, they've been whack. They've been low scoring and they had a few years back. It was the catcher from the Colorado Rockies was the MVP. To show baseball in this capacity, the best of the best, where you can go up 6-0. Game ain't over.
I've been watching this game, Keith. Maybe I'm reaching here, but it almost seems like the pitchers were in on the gag, too. They weren't throwing their best stuff, at least trying to get a certain level of entertainment going. Because in the past, I've seen a mix of pitches and really embarrass some of these hitters. It was a lot of challenging happening tonight.
And there was a lot of managing going on, too.
Yeah.
Pinch hitting, going to the bullpen. These guys were actually managing the game. So this is great for the game of baseball. This is how you grow the game, and you don't even need Juan Soto. You don't. And this is great without Juan Soto stepping foot into Atlanta, and nobody is right now saying, damn, I wish I had Juan Soto for the swing off. They got plenty of bats. Let's tap into my chat because I know in the chat somebody was telling me that the American League was plus 3,000 to win on the money line when they went down 6-0. Let's see. Sweet Baby Jesus says, this is awesome. Swing off. Hector says they're going to have a swing off. Let's see. Gabe knew. Shout out to Gabe. Some of y'all are just smarter than me, and that's fine. That's why I lean on the chat, and I lean on the callers. Gabe says it's a home run derby if it's tied. He said that 8 minutes ago. News to me. I don't even know the rules of the home run derby.
Same here.
I watched it last night, but I still don't even know the rules to that. Let's see. They're at commercial break right now. Let's reset a little bit here. 888-808-1019. I have about an hour and 6 minutes left. And that's plenty of time. We talked about the Jets. I'm trying to see what I didn't hit on yet. What I do want to add while we kind of wait for here. Because I'm not going to give you the play-by-play. But if you're a baseball fan, I don't know how you even threaten to boycott this game, and then look what the game turned into. Baseball gods hear people talking about boycotting for Juan Soto. They're like, all right, don't watch. You're going to miss a hell of a contest between the best in the world. And that's what I was saying before the break. What's fun about watching the All-Star game is there shouldn't be any errors. And I know errors happen. But for the most part, you're seeing these guys make great plays. These are the best players. These are tough at-bats. These are the best pitchers versus the best hitters. It is a chess match. And now it has come down to, I think, the first ever. Let me go to Twitter because I'm sure people are hitting us with the info. The nerds are definitely, this is the first time in the history of a American League will lead off Brent Rooker and then Randy Arozarena and finish with Jonathan Aranda. The National League will lead off Kyle Stowers, then Kyle Schwarber, and finish with Pete Alonso. If you're a Met fan, this thing could
this is
end
setting up real nice
with Pete Alonso being the hero. He already played hero with three of the runs that came from his three-run home run tonight.
He's robbed of his All-Star Game MVP. He can get it right back.
Shout out to Talkin' Baseball for that information. They also put out that the National League is slightly favored right now to win over the American League. They're minus 140. The American League is plus 108. And then, could this decide the MVP? Somebody has to win MVP of this thing. Pete Alonso's in a running with the three-run homer. If he has a swing here to do something, Pete Alonso could be your 2025 MLB All-Star MVP. You know, they sell these shirts that say F. Juan Soto. That's got to be the vibe right now. That's got to be the vibe right now.
Yo, easy on my guy Soto, man.
You know, I gotta bring balance to the force. Somebody's got to come in here and hate on Juan Soto after all the amazing glazing. Ross, what's up, man? Ross in Bergen County on the Fan.
What's up, man? How you doing? This is pretty cool, man.
If you like baseball and you know all these players like most of us do that watch baseball, this is a sick exhibition for the sport. grow the game. I think anybody that's watching this for the first time is like, wait, what? They do this? Well, when it comes to look at all these players. The players aren't sitting down. They're on the field. They're out of the dugout because this is crazy. This is historic. This is something we've never seen.
No, this is really cool, man. Now, I don't understand why.
Oh, Rooker gets a hold of one.
Hey, and everybody was saying they want the 10 outs back. This is the closest thing you're going to get to it, and it's deciding the game.
This is
really cool, man.
it's kind of like soccer with the penalty kicks. Rooker is a dog. That's another one. And good for him getting the opportunity after he didn't get the opportunity to advance in the home run derby. A round of applause for this guy.
He had a shot in the game, too. And I saw people were joking, like MLB put out the tweet, like Rooker sends one 430, and they were saying
he's like
430.183. He's good, man.
He's like that.
And like you were saying, too, like us personally, we follow the whole league, you know, nationally. A lot of people, I don't say a lot. But, you know, there's certain callers. They really just follow the
Mets and the Yankees.
They probably don't know
us,
Stowers. Sure. Or, you know, you go through some of the names, like a Shane Smith. They probably never heard of some of these guys. So, I mean, you see them all on this stage, and then the way they're closing this game out tonight. Hey, if it's going to all be a gimmick, go full-blown with the gimmick and at least make the result fun. And I think this is as fun as you're going to make the result be. This is pretty cool, man.
Yeah, this is dope. So now, so now here comes Kyle Stowers. I mean, you can stay with me, Ross. This is live. Here comes Kyle Stowers. And now there was a lot of conversation around, who's this guy? He deserved to be in the All-Star game. I mean, the Marlins aren't completely trash, but people were looking at him and saying that, you know, Juan Soto should be over him. He gets an opportunity right here for everybody to see him. Here comes his first swing. And that's another thing, too. Who's this guy pitching? How do they choose who pitches? Because all these guys have their own pitcher for the home run derby. This is just, I don't know, this guy Ebel with 91 from the Dodgers. This is just somebody on the Dodgers coaching staff.
We could use him for the rotation.
Is that ball going to go?
Throwing eight.
No, it's short. I'm like, the camera work's terrible here. But yeah, you know, you, on the fly, you got to figure out with this guy, hey, put it over the plate, groove it. Like the game is on the line. This is Major League Baseball is winning. This is getting clipped up, put all over social media. ESPN's going to talk about it. There it is. Kyle Stowers gets that one on his second swing. The National League is on the board.
This is best-case scenario for him, yeah.
Yeah, this is something we've never seen. This is a new idea coming into play here that got forced into action because the game was as competitive as it was. That's a tough way. Stowers goes down, only getting one. Advantage Rooker. I just think that this is going to grow legs on TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. I think all of the podcasters and people that love baseball are going to talk about this. And if you said that you were boycotting the game and you decided not to watch because Juan Soto wasn't in it, you're missing literal history.
Yeah, you saw what I tweeted you, the Kwan Solo, right? He's our only hope.
The generational Stephen Kwan Soto. He did it, man.
And look who slotted to go last in this, by the way. Talk about the shift to him with the closing.
It's going to come down to Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso can win MVP off of the 3-run homer he had in the game. And then, like, this is shaping up for Pete Alonso to be your 2025 MLB All-Star MVP, depending on what happens here with the National League, whether they're up, whether they're down. Pete has three swings.
What do you always say, bro, about the universe?
The universe never unconnects. And Pete Alonso did not do the home run derby. Guess where he's ready to turn on the home run derby gene? Right now, in the swing off.
The home run derby was going to find him.
Yeah, but he's ready for it because he's done it for years. This is his type of stuff.
Just when they thought he was out, they pull him back in.
MVP, pay Pete. I can't wait to see it. Ross, thanks for the call, man. Ross is a young guy that I know loves baseball and I know follows the league. And you young guys listening, I know you guys know all of these players because you've got phones in your hands and you got all the time. Is that one? No, that one's short. No, that goes for Randy. The cameras are off, man. Anyway, American League up 3-1. Randy Arozarena cranks his first one out. But yeah, I know you young guys follow the whole league, whether you're playing MLB The Show, whether it's your fantasy baseball team, or just you having all the time in the world to keep up with stats and box scores. And this has got to be amazing for you to see the best in the world go at it like this to decide who the winner will be. And this is how this year's festivities end. don't know. I'm into it, man. I was plotting on going down there. I was politicking, but, you know, you got to be responsible. I got responsibilities in a household to run. In the past years, you guys know I had taken off. I was in L.A. in 2022. I was in Seattle in 2023. I wasn't on the Fan during that time because, like, baseball festival, at least my son will be old enough next year. I'll probably take him to Philly. And then every year after that, you can book it, man. Every year after that, I will be at the All-Star game. I will be, whether it's me going on my own dime, but I'm seeing a lot of these content creators go out there from, like, FanDuel sending them or T-Mobile sending them or any of these sponsors of the event sending people out there to cover the game. And this is a great year because Atlanta's a great host city. They were supposed to do it in 2021 when it got moved to Colorado. I remember going out there for that. And now it coming back for them to honor Hank Aaron and for them to, you know, have this swing off happen down there. It's great, right? They're honoring Hank Aaron. And the players in the Home Run Derby wore 3 in the American League for Babe Ruth and 44 for Hank Aaron, obviously because Hank Aaron broke Ruth's home run record. And there must be some cosmic energy. In Atlanta, keep swinging. It ends in a swing off. So Kyle Schwarber puts another one up on the board for the National League. It is 3-2 AL versus NL. Kyle Schwarber is on his second swing. This is great. I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of a play-by-play. Schwarber's got another one. Yeah. Trying to give you a little bit of a ride-along play-by-play if you're not home to watch, but I guarantee you see the highlights. I guarantee you ESPN is all over it. They better have Scott Van Pelt or somebody who actually knows baseball and knows these players able to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it because I'm on till 1. And I'm sure wherever Big Mac is, Big Mac is watching this. And he's going to give you his thoughts and opinion. I know Big Mac loves baseball, so he's got to be loving this. And you know what? Who cares who wins? Kyle Schwarber, does he get that from his knee? He does for the lead. Kyle Schwarber, the first one to go up and hit 3 homers.
Schwarber lives for these moments.
He's like that, bro. Has he ever won a home run derby? No, he went at it with Bryce Harper the year Bryce Harper won it, right, in D.C., which was phenomenal.
But he likes these clutchish kind of moments. He shows up big in them.
Yeah, so now the National League is up 4-3. This is electric if you like baseball. This is entertaining if you like these players and you know who is who and what is what. And you know what this means in the history of all-star games and, you know, watching stuff like this. All right, let's take this break here. John, I'm coming to you next. Let's enjoy the ending here. Hopefully this ends with Pete Alonso walking it off, winning it, and taking home the 2025 MLB All-Star MVP. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 1,200-plus people watching my live stream. Everybody, I guess, that's home watching this swing off for Major League Baseball to decide who wins the All-Star game. We're going to take a break here. I've got 1 hour left. Call me up. KM to AM returns right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, I thought it was going to come down to Pete Alonso getting an opportunity to win it, but Jonathan Aranda from the Tampa Bay Rays, he didn't hit one. Pressure got to him, but that was sensational. Great finish to the All-Star game and festivities. The first ever swing-off. Kyle Schwarber hit three. So he might be the MVP. But yeah, MVP paid Pete. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, was waiting in the wings. I was sure that Aranda was going to hit at least one to tie it. And then it would fall on Pete Alonso to hit at least one to win it. NL wins in the tiebreaker in the first ever swing off. Aranda's got to hang his head. Now I want to know, how did they decide who competed in that? Obviously, nobody that was in the Home Run Derby the day before. Also, I don't think any of these guys were guys that were starters in the game. I think these guys, I got to go back and look. I think all of these guys were guys that were just kind of waiting in the wings, waiting for an opportunity. Yeah, but that was sick. That was sick. Now, we need more All-Star games in the future to get to ties in the bottom of the ninth and then go to that. But there's the beauty of baseball, man. They're working on things. They are creating things and adding things. And that they just added, you just got to see that executed and play out. That was great. That was highly entertaining.
Immediately an all-time great All-Star game?
Immediately an all-time great one, because it was 6-0. And then you get six unanswered to tie it. This is the first ever All-Star game with the automatic balls and strike system. They're playing in pretty much a brand new ballpark down there. And you get the swing off, and it ends in dramatic fashion like that. Well done for Major League Baseball. If you love the game, even though we complain about it, even though, you know, I before one of the breaks, I was like, I'm going to come in and say all the things that I thought they did wrong. And I'm like, I'm not going to keep doing that. Like, I thought the jersey sucked. Thought they looked like Toy Story jerseys or like kid Little League jerseys. I thought the crowns of the hats were terrible. I'm not gonna rain on MLB's parade. I am a baseball fan. I thank God that, you know, I seen the Yankees win World Series and decided, hey mom, I want to play baseball. I'm gonna be a Yankee fan. Nobody made me be a baseball fan, and I've been able to take my career from 2014 MLB Fan Cave to 2025, sitting here on the fan, watching the game with you guys, talking about baseball. So let me take another call before we go to break. I think I could sneak that in. I said I was going to go to John in Pittsburgh. What's up, John? You're on the fan.
Oh, wow. What a great game, right?
Yeah. I had no idea. I didn't even know that was a thing. Maybe I read it somewhere once upon a time, but I didn't know that it could come down to the swing off like that.
No, I did not know that whatsoever. But yeah, kudos on you for doing a whole radio show and doing this game at the same time, because be a lot of dead air for me. But so I wanted to talk about growing the game anyway. So I was at the bar earlier, and I guess like the pregame show was on, and they were complaining about, I guess, Ludacris being on there. And he was saying, you know, they need to read, MLB needs to read their audience and everything like that. And I'm like, you know, they're in Atlanta. You know, they're not going to play Glenn Campbell. You know what I mean? Like,
so not to cut you off, young people. They did read their audience. When I was in Atlanta last August, I swear to you, I saw a Ludacris bobblehead giveaway. I was a week early, and I was like, damn, I want to come back. It was a Ludacris bobblehead. Like, they're in Atlanta. Ludacris is a legend down there. He used to be on the radio down there. He's one of the biggest rappers from down there. They're playing to the region.
Correct, but I'm with a bunch of stuffy boomers in Pittsburgh, and they didn't want to, like, the hip-hop culture and everything else. But I'm like, you know, and I'm like, they're trying to grow the sport because baseball did get a little stuffy. You know what I mean? And it's,
yeah.
But it's getting better, you know. But these are the same guys that complained about Ken Griffey wearing a backwards hat.
Yeah, and people got to get off that. Thanks for the call, John. I remember when I was in the fan cave, people were running with make baseball cool again. I always thought it was cool. But, like, to make baseball cool again, you need the influence from someone like Ludacris, who is an actor in Fast and the Furious and other movies, and then also has multiple hit records and is a big part of that ATL community and the Braves in that ballpark. Like I said, I was down there last year. They had a Ludacris bobblehead giveaway. This is not random. All right, let's go to the break and the update. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.